Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM on this Wednesday. I'm Megan Lynch. What does the Constitution say about goats? We'll talk about that this morning with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. He's partner at Harris, Young and Kaiser. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So we've got to wait to get into the fun of goats. But first, we got to hit some serious stuff like National Guard troops in Illinois. The Supreme Court apparently is still considering this. And justices have asked for a little more information. They want more from both sides. What's the core question that the high court is considering there?
Well, just to kind of set the table here, Megan, as we've all heard, there are federal troops, National Guard troops that have been federalized are in Chicago. And the courts in Chicago have issued stays stating that they're not there properly and they can't be doing what the Trump administration wants them to do. And so this has been appealed to the Supreme Court. And yesterday, reply briefs were filed both by the city of Chicago and by the Trump administration. But here's the bottom line. It's a narrow statutory issue here. And this is what it all comes down to. Under federal statutes, under Title 10, it allows for regular forces, meaning the standing U.S. military, to be used in times of rebellion or insurrection. But does regular forces mean, like, for example, ICE? And that's what the Trump administration is arguing, so that they can use federalized ICE agents who are armed and doing police functions. They can use that because of the insurrection. That's obviously what they're arguing, but because of the unrest that's going on currently in Chicago. And the court's going to determine what does it mean when statutes say regular forces? Does that mean ICE? Does that mean the National Guard? Does that mean the U.S. military? What does that mean? And what exactly can the federal government do in situations like what they're facing in Chicago?
Brad, how significant could this ruling be, not only just in this instance in Illinois and some other cities, but for future administrations and states' rights, for example?
Well, as we've seen most of this year, Megan, there's been this constant push between the Trump administration and some blue state governors regarding what can be done with enforcement of immigration laws. And so I think what this Supreme Court case will decide is exactly what are the parameters of federal power in these situations. For example, Title 10 of the United States Code allows the president to issue or to nationalize National Guard troops, federalize National Guard troops in situations where the laws are not being upheld or where there is a rebellion. But their scope and course of what they can do is very, very limited under the statute. This has never been addressed by courts. And so we expect that the Supreme Court will issue guidelines as to whether these nationalized troops are limited to guarding federal property, whether they can exercise police functions, or whether they must have the permission of the state governor in order to federalize National Guard troops.
Let's shift to travelers and the government shutdown. As I mentioned in the headlines a little bit ago, thousands of flights have been canceled since last weekend. That's on the orders of the FAA due to some safety concerns. Obviously, it's been a huge inconvenience for travelers. Would they have any recourse because of canceled or ruined plans?
Boy, that's a good question. And to answer that, really, there's two parts to the question. Number one, does the FAA have the lawful authority to impose these nationwide flight reductions without notice, without comment, without rulemaking? Does it have that authority? And number two, is there any legal recourse? And the answer to both of these is very clear under federal law. The FAA has broad authority to administer the national airspace system. And so I don't think that there could be any challenge to the FAA's authority to do this. And secondly, with regard to federal law and lawsuits, folks just cannot sue the airlines, nor can they sue the FAA in this situation because federal law prevents it. But federal law also provides for mandatory refunds, a timeline for these refunds. And so if folks have canceled travel plans, they're instantly entitled to have those flights, the cost of those flights, refunded because that's mandated by federal law.
Let's turn to our final story. And I brought this one up, Brad, because I feel like we have stories like this all the time of people who want pets that are a little out of the norm, not dogs and cats. In this case, you know, it's a pet goat. And when does that become a constitutional issue? I think it's pretty fascinating. There's a public interest law firm that has taken up the case of a Wyoming woman who is claiming that her constitutional rights were violated because the town wouldn't let her keep her pet pygmy goat. Where does the Constitution fall in this?
Well, it actually does in a number of ways, because the Wyoming statute that governs this situation, she's arguing that the law is ambiguous because it doesn't, it has some loose definitions of what constitutes a pet. And one of the bedrock constitutional principles about statutes are that statutes have to be clear and unambiguous, because if they aren't, if they are ambiguous, then it gives the federal authorities too much power, or the state authorities here, to too much power to interpret how to apply it. So they're arguing, number one, that this, that the statute is ambiguous. Also, under the U.S. Constitution, 14th Amendment Due Process Clause and the Equal Protection Clause, they're saying here that they're being denied equal protection because the lady can't keep a pet that she wants, even though other people could keep the pets that they want. So it's interesting to see a goat used in constitutional law, but that's exactly what we have in this situation.
I'm wondering then if this could affect all those cases we hear about, for example, with potbelly pigs and chickens and things like that.
Yes, it could affect all of those. And of course, we had our own chicken legal controversy right here in Missouri about a month ago. So yeah, it could. It could also have wide-ranging impacts on what constitutes a service animal, on airlines. I mean, this could, if it went up to the Supreme Court, it could have wide-ranging effects. I don't see it doing that, but it is certainly fun to play that as a mind game.
All right, Brad, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That is Brad Young. He is a partner with Harris Young and Kaiser and our KMOX legal analysts, and he joins us every Wednesday morning here on Total Information AM.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.